Sunday night, or Le Chof, or Le Chof, Shvat. So I was walking in the street yesterday, minding my own business, and someone came over to me and asked me what I think about the rice, the salt shakers with rice in it. I thought they only did that in summer camps, but apparently they do it in other places too. They put rice in it to keep the salt from clumping together if it gets wet. I thought you use rice nowadays if your cell phone falls in water. You right away put it in rice. So Al Kaponim, so I didn't think about it too much, and I said, it's Asr. But then, Asr to shake out the salt when there's rice in it, because of Boer and Shabbos. I'm sorry, yeah. So it's Oichel Mitzach Psoilis, and it's La'alter, but you're using a Kli. So that makes it a problem. Then later on I said, no, that's not true, because you're going to use, people use salt shakers without rice also. The point of the salt shakers is not to keep the salt, the rice, you know, is not to be borer. It's to shake the salt out in whatever size the holes of the salt shaker is, and to cover a wider, sort of a wide area with one shake. So, I mean, the point of this kli is not to be borer, but the point of the kli is to be mefazer the salt. Then I said, so I thought it was mutter. Then I said, no, because if it's humid, then you want this, then the salt needs the rice. So if the salt needs the rice, then the rice has to be there. And then the point of the salt shaker is twofold. It's to be borer. You know, if you need the rice there, then the point of the salt shaker is to be borer the salt from the rice, and also to be mefazer the salt. And then it would be aser. So I went back and forth a little, and then of course it's Machlekes Achreinim, contemporary Peskim. So there you have it.
You don't need the rice there.
You could ask your Rav, but don't ask me. I mean, I hold it's mutter. My final decision was that it's mutter.
So you don't need the rice there on Shabbos. So the...
Why not? If it's humid on Shabbos, you want the rice there to keep the salt from clumping on Shabbos. It's not a question of bad. Salt doesn't go bad. That's Chachmei Atuna in Gemara Bukhari. Salt doesn't go bad. It clumps together. It could clump on Shabbos. It's accumulative from a few days. But to say it's Osir, it seems to me, you know, the slur is good. I mean, the point of the salt shaker is to be on the positive of salt, not to be more information. The other slur is that since the rice has to be there, or is there, it's part of it, so then, but I don't think that's true. I don't think you need the rice there, mamish. I don't think it's that ikadik, that essential a part of the salt, and that therefore we could say that's the purpose of the salt shaker. You know, the kli is also livrar. There's a kli with which you're mavarer. I don't think it's that. Anyway, that's minor tea. It's machlekes achreinim. I'm not here to say it's mutter. That the kli of the salt shaker is to be mefazer salt, not to be borer salt from rice. Okay. Even though many times you will have dafka rice there, but that doesn't change the nature of the kli. Anyway, that's what I hold. It's machlekes achreinim. So, okay. He's talking about the Yetzirah distracting someone in doing a mitzvah. So he makes them think about everything in the world other than the mitzvah. This is terrible during davening. Probably that's the worst. Terrible during learning. This probably comes in a close second place to being the worst. But really, any time you're doing a mitzvah, he's distracting you from thinking that it's lishma, from thinking that you're doing a mitzvah. And he could distract you to do all sorts of things, and he gets you involved in olam hazeh and your thoughts, and your menutak from doing the mitzvah, from serving Hashem. So he was myrich about that, and he gave very, very many examples of things that the Yetzer will want to distract you with. Here he says something very interesting. He says, even if you manage to escape from all the thoughts that I talked about till now, and he's a Talmud Chacham, so this is the perfect time to figure out a Teretz of Mikvegas Kasha, the Mishman Esrei. Yavar Alibo, Inyan HaKosher, Minyoni HaChochma, V'yatvir also B'Sheilu Tshuva, B'Kushyo, B'Piruk, Mashin Asalim Yemenu B'Iyun, Mashra Yitzorach Layimbo, I forgot to look at the Rashba, I forgot to look at the Ritva, I think the Meiri says something about that. He will do that. That's all. He even a Talmud Chacham is not immune from his distractions. So again, if it's during davening, it's pretty horrible. And even if it's during learning, I guess it's not so bad. Not this particular thought. His point is to distract you from what you're doing, and therefore not pay attention to what you're doing. This seems to be his point, and that's terrible. You have to focus on what you're doing and have kavanah for what you're doing. And now is not the time to think about other things. But you have to focus on you're doing the Ratzon Hashem or Kavana or whatever the case happens to be. You could be listening to the shofar, you know what I'm thinking? And if he distracts you and you start thinking about even in learning, so you get distracted and you're not really listening to the shofar. That's what he says here. This is his, the last in a list of things, of distractions. So you think you're accomplishing something, you're thinking and learning, but meanwhile you'll be mekalkel very much what you're doing. I mean, you're doing a mitzvah, you have to focus on the mitzvah. If you don't focus on it, you might do it not bediktuk, you might do it without kavanah, you just will be distracted. When you do a mitzvah, you have to do it lishma, you have to do it l'shem Hashem, you have to do it b'simcha, you have to do it kavana, and now is not the time for distractions. The efshe sheyikonech b'maisa avoda, v'yetze mimenu, v'yeh tomid b'tirdas libu b'zulasa minyoni ha'olam. So kumtach is a person, if he's not careful about these things, he will tell you how to be careful. In all of these things he talks about in this perek, he tells you exactly how to correctly think and how to combat the Yetzer Hara. So what to think, what to tell the Yetzer Hara, how to fight him. So here he says, if you're not careful, then you could end up doing a mitzvah, and really you're thinking about Olam Hazeh, and you're thinking about your next meal, or you're thinking about Olam Hazeh things, and you're not focused on Olam Habah things. You're not thinking about the mitzvah. The Efter Sheyivakesh Kaporos Amogam B'Lushono, he says very like tongue-in-cheek, like a sickle, he says, you could end up like saying, Slachlon V'ni Kichatonu, Chalonu Malkinu Kifashonu, and at the time you're thinking how to do an Avera, V'urotz B'mach, like you could be so disconnected that while you're saying, we all have this when we say, Al-Chech Shechatonu L'Fanecha B'Vidui Peh. And, you know, that's sort of ironic. Here he says, you could be asking Hashem for Mechila while you're planning your next Aveira. V'alze Omer Echad Menachasidim, very cute, V'akoshos Kaparosenu, Zu, such a asking for Mechila, Tzvichel V'akoshos Kapara. It just creates, you have to ask Kapara for asking for Kapara in such a fashion. You're going through the motions, you're saying the words, your mind is not there. You could be thinking about talking Lashon Hara, you could be thinking about being with Atal Torah, you could be thinking about things that are in Avera while you're saying Shlach Lono Vini Kratonu. And this is like quintessential Chavis Alvavos, he says, you're going through the motions and you're physically saying the words, but your lave and your heart and your mind and your soul isn't there. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pib ubislos of kibeduni, the libo rochak me many. The omar vayefatu b'fiyem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Vayefatu b'fiyem. They seduced Hashem, so to speak. B'fiyem uvelishonim yichazlu lo. But their heart is not there. So, you know, you go through the motions, and you even in davening, there's also motions, and your heart is not connected to Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.